Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
This is 560 The Joe Radio Rewind, running back some of the best audio you've heard here on 560 over the past 24 hours. I am Dan Day, and doesn't it feel good? Not just because it's a feel-good Friday, going to play some reggae music throughout the show to get your vibage right. Also, it's good to be back. It seems like we've been apart for so long. Haven't even been on the Hawk and Crowder show. Been so busy with the Miami Heat games, which they do have another one tonight. I'm getting ready for that. But to prepare you for that, going to be hearing from the Joe Rose Show in just a few minutes, talking to Eric Reed, then the Don Lebatard Show, Adam Gase and the Jets. All you can do is laugh at that. Then Hawk and Crowder, oh, they've got the guts. And right now, I've got the headlines. The Marlins completed a two-game series sweep by defeating the Cubs just a couple of minutes ago, 2-0. Next up are the Braves in round two. Game two of the NBA Finals tonight at 9. Miami looks to even the series after being beat up 116-98 in Game 1 by the Lakers. The Dolphins play the Seahawks Sunday at 1, and Seattle will be without safety Jamal Adams and linebacker Jordan Brooks, who are dealing with injuries. Listen to the game here on 560 The Joe. The Canes are being listed as 50-1 shots to win this year's national championship. Miami's off this week, then next Saturday face top-ranked Clemson at 7:30 here on 560 The Joe. Inter Miami play tomorrow at 8 against NYCFC, but may be doing so without Rodolfo Pizarro, who has been called up to play for the Mexican national team. This weekend's Steelers-Titans game has been rescheduled to October 25th due to several Tennessee players testing positive for coronavirus. And now, after a crazy long week, let's take a step into the day spa. A woman in upstate New York has been arrested for using six kids to help her steal Trump campaign signs out of yards and for possessing marijuana. Definitely my hot mess of the day. Maybe my hot mess of the year. A bear in Pennsylvania was filmed riding on the top of a moving garbage truck. That bear suit I purchased a few months back is paying dividends tenfold. A driver in Kissimmee, Florida recently ran off the road and into a household pool. Pretty sure not me. Now onto your weather. The forecast calls for rain with temperatures around 80. Do you have the guts? Are you feeling the heat? Any other cliches you want me to use? Yes. Game 2 of the NBA Finals tonight, 9 o'clock. Heat, Lakers, Joe Rose Show. They got up in the morning and they got you ready by talking to Eric Reed about no excuses for Miami. Also, are we going to see more Kendrick Nunn? But who else will we see in this game if it's not just Kendrick Nunn? And what's up with that Paul Pierce?
You know, at this point, it's all hands on deck. And it's not like the guys that were, you know, potentially slotting into the rotation haven't played before. These guys have confidence and played big roles for us all year long. Our depth has been one of our biggest strengths. It's not just coach speak. We've utilized our depth all year long. You know, the other benefit of all of this is we've been in this bubble with an extra training camp, and everybody's gotten great work in, regardless of, you know, whether they've gotten big time minutes in these playoff series. We'll just have to see, you know, tomorrow who's available and make the adjustments accordingly.
Game two tonight, that was Eric Spoelstra talking about after the game one loss to the L.A. Lakers in the NBA Finals for the Miami Heat. We're going to talk to Eric Reed now before game two tonight. Eric, good morning. Thank you for the time, as always.
My pleasure, Zach. Good morning to you guys.
Eric, well, listen, it was the loss was a little disappointing, obviously, after a great start. But the worst news, obviously, is two guys who won't be playing. But I tell you what, man. Even though Goran and Bam looked doubtful tonight, I think the fact that Spo, and he does this all, he's never done it. He's never said, well, we're down a few guys. It's going to be a lot more difficult to everybody. He never, ever makes excuses. and just talks about the next man up about as well as any coach we have in any professional sport. And you know what? It's really refreshing, man.
That's a great observation, Joe, and a great place to start. A team always takes its cues from the top, and that's the way Miami has operated under Pat Riley and now under Eric Spoelstra for, you know, the last dozen years. And, you know, listen, game one was terribly disappointing, you know, for a variety of reasons. One, the way Miami played, just not as hard, not as physical, not as forceful as they're capable of or as they need to. And then you compound that with your top three players all get injured. Butler was able to fight through, you know, spraining his left ankle twice. But, you know, two of the toughest guys and two of the most competitive guys we all know, and Goran and Bam, weren't able to finish that game. And it looks like they, you know, are likely to miss tonight's game. But, you know what, Joe, you just never know. Milwaukee's only win in the series against Miami two rounds ago was the game Giannis Antetokounmpo missed. So there is that natural tendency for the team at full strength coming off a huge win to maybe take this game for granted. But, you know, that may be wishful thinking because, you know, LeBron talking about taking 2011 when he was with Miami and had that big game two lead at home over the Mavericks and lost it. He says he's keeping that in his mind and will not take his foot off the pedal. But we'll see if human nature kicks in. I'll tell you one thing, though. You could expect Miami to just be as physical and as aggressive, scramble it up defensively as much as they possibly can tonight.
Eric, Lakers went on three big kind of runs during that game. I think the most disappointing one for me and probably for this team that hurt the most is in that first quarter when you took the big lead, LeBron went and sat for his minutes on the bench that he normally does at the end of that first quarter, and boom, before you could blink twice or cough, the lead's gone and all of a sudden LA now in control of the game. That had to hurt the most, I think, for this team to take that big lead and then to lose it once LeBron got to the bench.
Sort of agree with you, Zach. I mean, games are almost never won or lost, especially in the playoffs in the first quarter. But it was a little sobering, you know, to go up 13 twice in the first quarter and see how fast it disappeared. The Lakers closed the quarter on a 19-3 run, and then they outscored Miami by 14 in the second quarter, and the game got less competitive rather than more. And then Dragic doesn't come out for the second half, and Bam goes out early in the third quarter. And it was just a Lakers avalanche. And, you know, Anthony Davis and LeBron, you know, as well as they played in game one, guys, and it was very well. They combined for 59 points and 22 rebounds. That's basically just a little more than what they've averaged in these 2020 playoffs. I think the thing that could come down to earth for the Lakers, and from a Heat perspective, it better, is LA's three-point shooting. You know, they went 11, and not that they're not capable, because they are. They had a 19 three-point game against Houston earlier in the postseason, but they were 11 for 17 from three in the first half, and they only made 4 out of 21 in the second half, missing 18 of their last 20. So I just sort of wonder a little bit how different that game may have looked, game one, if they don't go 11 of 17 in the first half from three. So you're always at the mercy of makes and misses from downtown, and, you know, Miami played very little zone defense in game one. I think it was just three possessions. And I know Coach Spo is, you know, if you ask him about that today, he's going to say it's not the scheme, it's how hard you play in it. But I would expect that Miami is going to have to change their defense, you know, repeatedly and just play much harder and much more physical. And you can't get out rebounded by 18. And even though they only had 8 turnovers, they gave up points on each and every one of them. So, you know, you heard Tyler Hero say it. You heard Jimmy Butler say it. You heard Eric Spoelstra refer to it. Miami's got to play as close to a perfect game. They got to be Villanova 4 times against Georgetown to win this series. Yeah. But it's one game at a time. And we're hoping for that requisite bounce back and resiliency that we have seen night after night and time after time from this Heat team.
All right, Eric, next man up. You know, that's always what we're talking about. Kendrick Nunn, obviously, he looked real good in the minutes he got. Guy's just been sitting over there. They had such a – well, he's a starter and a big part of their offense. Who else could you expect to see more of tonight? Help us out a little bit on how the rotation could look.
First of all, Joe, heartbroken. I said this on our postgame show on Fox Sports after game one. Heartbroken for Dragic, guy who's, you know, in his mid-30s, 12th year, first time in the finals, and, you know, first half of game one, he gets hurt. Really feel sick for him. happy for Kendrick Nunn. That rookie season he had was too good to be forgotten and overlooked. Yeah. So I think he's going to have a great game tonight. He played a terrific second half the other night, and I expect, Spo has options. I'm guessing that Kendrick will start tonight. You know, Derek Jones is going to play some probably, especially if the Heat do more zone defense. Kelly Olynyk, is going to get more minutes without Bam, and what a huge responsibility Kelly has. You know, whether Myers Leonard plays or not remains to be seen. He just hasn't been a factor since that high ankle sprain, you know, sort of unplugged his season. I saw that Chris Silva was listed as questionable. It's funny. You see Dragic and Bam listed as questionable, and we all assume they're out. I see Silva listed as questionable, and I'm hoping he might be able to play because the Heat could use his physicality and his aggressiveness and his ability to rebound and defend. So everybody that's available better be ready. And, Spo will push whatever button he can to try to get the best people on the floor and make this a very competitive game too.
Eric, I wonder how many people actually, because the Lakers playing on the West Coast all season long, got to see Anthony Davis playing a full 48-minute game, if you didn't stay up and watch those late ones. But man, he is something to watch out there in a mismatch for just about whatever you put out there, offensively and defensively. He stretches the floor. He could shoot from the outside. He's a great interior player. He's a hell of a player for that Lakers team for somebody who hasn't seen him play that much.
I agree with you. A lot of people have slept on him literally and not see a lot of what he did.
Eric's different.
He's terrific. AD is an incredible player. Now you know why LeBron wanted him so bad. That's the kind of star teammate, you know, LeBron has always thrived with. He averaged 31 a game in the Western Conference Finals. You saw him score inside and outside. A difficult matchup, to say the least, for the Heat right now and for everybody, you know, through his career. And when you got him and LeBron and a competent supporting cast, it's no secret. Everybody expected the Lakers to be here and expected them to do what they are doing. We'll see how the series continues tonight, though.
I want to ask you about somebody. You don't have to get into the radio trash business. I'm not trying to bring you down to our level. I would never do that. I've known you a long time. But Paul Pierce, is it shtick? Or, like, he drives Heat people, if you're a fan of the team, about as nutty as anybody can by his comments constantly. And I know he's got a job to do nationally, and he doesn't live down here. What's your take on Paul Pierce? He's a guy that's covered him. You got to be part of it, see it up close. What's your take on Paul Pierce? I'm just curious.
You know, it's funny. I'm not going to dodge your question. I have not watched a whole lot of that part of the coverage. All the talking heads. Just haven't. But, you know, listen, be balanced. When it's, you know, I didn't hear him say much of anything good while the Heat were sweeping Indiana, eliminating a Bucks team that had the best record in the league two straight years, and then demoralizing and bouncing a Celtics team that almost everybody thought was better than Miami. So where was the praise then? Paul Pierce has always had it out for the Heat, for whatever his reasons are. I'll say this. I thought he was a better player than he is a broadcaster. Let's leave it at that.
Well done.
Is that okay for you, Joe? Yeah. Is that okay?
You didn't go as low as I've been known to go, as, you know, just a complete loser that I am. But you know what? It just gets to be, after a while, those guys carrying on the other day. Listen, it was an ugly game, but they beat some really good teams to get here. They deserve to be there. Milwaukee had the best record, and you know what they did to them. Like you said, Boston's got a really good team. Beat Toronto, and they took care of them. I just, like, give us a little bit of credit, man. It's the finals. It's not easy. You want to ask the Miami Dolphins how hard it is to get to a Super Bowl? You want to ask the Marlins how hard it is to get to a World Series? You want to ask the Panthers? Haven't sniffed a Stanley Cup since I was young.
That's a long damn time ago.
Hey, man. You and I together, brother.
You're right.
Hey, Eric, thanks, man. I'm not even going to bring up the Jets last night and all those personal fouls, because you probably didn't watch.
Listen, Joe and Zach, I was waiting for that. You know, it's funny. I have finally, at the age of 63, matured as a Jet fan. I looked at my phone. I gave up on the game early and, brushing the teeth before bed. I said, oh, they got a 2-point lead. And I knew it wouldn't last. I did not go back to the TV set. Was not surprised to see the final score. And, I've been saying uncle to that one since the first quarter of game one.
The New York media has done it to your team also. The Daily News back page today say Jets are worse than NFL, case closed.
Hey, listen, that case may be closed. Our case will begin at 7:30 tonight, guys, on Fox Sports Sun. Everybody's favorite pregame show with Jax, John Crotty, Ron Rothstein, Ruth Riley Hunter, and myself will be on at 7:30 on Fox Sports Sun for a full hour to get you ready for game two. And right after the game on Fox Sports Sun, a complete postgame show. So we're looking forward to a better result and a better game. And don't give up, Joe, or Zach. All right?
Yep. Eric, thank you, buddy. Get a little rest today.
Take
I know you
care,
got a long
man.
Night. It's going to be fun. Thank you.
Yeah, we hope so.
Get a little of the good and the bad. The Heat, good NBA Finals. The bad, the New York Jets. Ha, ha, ha. You're going to get the good and the bad from the Dan Le Batard show next because Stu Gatz, he's a little upset because he is a Jets fan. Adam Gase, though. Woo! This is 560 The Joe Radio Rewind. This is 560 The Joe Radio Rewind, running back some of the best audio you've heard here on 560 over the past 24 hours. I am Dan Day. Hit me up on all the social medias at Dan Day Radio. Oh, yeah, it's a Feel Good Friday. You can hashtag Feel Good Friday on Twitter, and I'll try to help those vibes going, helping those vibes going right now. The guy I've been listening to in my apartment, on the beach, walking on the boardwalk in North Beach, Miami, just basically everywhere I've been going, Taiwan MC, this is Mr. Babylon, vibe it up. We can see the evidence, you don't care about the youth, no sympathy, only brutality, that's how you want it to be, Mr. Babylon. Woo, feeling the vibes on a feel-good Friday here on 560 The Joe Radio Rewind. Celebratory day here in South Florida, the Heat. Game two of the NBA Finals. That's nothing to sneeze at. Dolphins, hey, they could be doing it this weekend. The Hurricanes, highly ranked. They have a bye this week. Baseball, the Marlins, down the Cubs. I hate the Cubs almost as much as any team professionally. So, woo, Marlins moving on in a Major League Baseball's playoffs. Feeling good. Oh, the cherry on top. The Jets are a total mess. So the Dan Le Batard Show, they dove headfirst into that, saying, Adam Gase, what? And Stu Gatz, he's in a bad place with the Jets.
So Adam Gase is now 30-39 as an NFL head coach. He has more losses by at least two possessions, 31, than total wins. This is from Bruce Beck for New York. Since Christopher Johnson gave Adam Gase a vote of confidence and called him a brilliant offensive mind on September 16th, the Jets are 0-3 and have been outscored 104-48. This is from NFL Doug Farrar. Adam Gase's career winning percentage as a head coach is 441. That gives him the worst winning percentage of any current coach who has ever been a head coach.
Mm-hmm.
Adam Gase, this is from Jay Caparoso, is 7-13 as Jets head coach, 20-32 in his last 52 games, started 0-4 in both seasons as Jets head coach. Jets have four offensive touchdowns in their first four games this year, two on broken plays, two deep in garbage time.
Yep.
This is from FBG Chase. Adam Gase is now 5-30 in games decided by more than 8 points. That's unfathomably bad. And this is from the New York Daily News. The Jets committed 8 of their 11 penalties for 118 yards in their first 15 minutes of the game. That team, say they might be the worst team in football, but beyond maybe being the worst team in football, they have taken your hope out this year so very early in both games and the season, Stu Gatz, because the 49ers ran a first play sweep that went for 80 yards.
Yep.
Your first offensive possession against the Colts was a pick six that put you immediately behind in a game you were blown out in. And then last night, I mean, that's a crazy number of penalties for the first quarter of the game, Stu Gatz.
Yeah, they're not disciplined at all. They're not well coached at all. They're 0-4. Last night started off differently because Sam Darnold had a big run. The Jets got out to a 7-0 lead. I'm glad the Jets lost because I am tanking for Trevor right now. That's the only thing the Jet fan can hold out hope for, is that somehow you stumble into Trevor Lawrence, and whether or not Dabo Swinney comes with him is to be determined, but we'll see. But, Dan, it's a complete – here's the biggest indictment on Adam Gase. And, again, he's my friend, and I happen to like him. On a personal level, super nice guy. Been nice to me, been nice to my family. He should be fired today. The biggest indictment on Adam Gase is that Sam Darnold has gotten worse, and Adam Gase was brought in there to make him better. Well, he has gotten worse. He was outplayed by Mark Ripien's son last night.
And Tannehill has gotten better. Billy, why are you laughing at Stugat? I'm sorry, the Zoom isn't working. We will come back to Billy. There were some more Jets notes here that were funny, Stugat, because
they're funny.
You've got this is also from the New York Daily News. The Broncos had 11 players on injured reserve, including their starting quarterback, their best wide receiver, a key running back, their right tackle, their perennial Pro Bowl defensive tackle, their starting cornerback, and future Hall of Fame pass rusher. And as you mentioned, Brett Rippin was their quarterback.
Yeah, yeah. The Jets have some injuries, too. I mean, Le'Veon Bell is out, and receivers are out. They're just not very good, Dan. They're not good. And the problem is you have a GM that Adam Gase hired that now has to fire Adam Gase. The only reason Joe Douglas is the Jets GM is because Adam Gase wanted him to be the GM. And now Joe Douglas is left with having to fire the guy that hired him.
Well, how does this work?
It's a mess.
Colin Cowherd reported that the Jets coach, Adam Gase, would be fired if they lost to the Broncos. He reported that yesterday or 2 days ago. Are you expecting Gase to be fired this week?
I'm expecting that. Although I will tell you, on Stupidity yesterday, Diana Rossini was saying that Adam Gase is going to be fine. So, I mean, we'll see. We'll see what happens. I expect him to be fired this week. He should be fired this week. He's done a lousy job. I mean, why should he keep his job? They're 0-4. I mean, we've been waiting forever to get rid of Tom Brady, to get him out of that division, and he's finally out, and it's the same old for the New York Jets. It's unbelievable, man. I'm distraught. I'm in a really bad place right now because I'm not even caring. I'm not tuning into these games on time. I'm not paying attention the way I probably should be. I don't care anymore. I don't care. Get me Trevor.
Mike Ryan is laughing in your face with his arms crossed because Mike Ryan's team is over 500.
I don't want to hear about it. For the first time in 6 years, congratulations.
Oh, man. Stinks to have a bad football team, Ryan. I went to a movie theater. I had a movie theater to myself and my wife. It was great. And as I was pulling out of the movie theater, I passed a restaurant that had TVs outside, and I damn near crashed the Jeep because I saw Joe Flacco trotting out in a black uniform.
Oh, wait a minute.
Hold on
a second. Put that on the poll, please, Guillermo. At Lebatard Show, is the first time you realized Joe Flacco was a Jet when he came out last night to be a Jet? Because I think that happened to America last night. I think a football nation looked at that and was like, whoa, Joe Flacco is a Jet.
So after I saw him, I recalled him signing with the Jets, but there was no preseason. So there was no warming up to the notion that possibly he was still on the roster. So when he came out, it might as well have been a unicorn trotting out on the field and probably would have done better.
I want him to stay out there, to be honest with you. He was 2-2. He's perfect quarterback.
He's a name. He's a name. Stugatz will take anybody who's a name. Always and forever, Stugatz is here for anyone name-related. I've heard that name. Make him my quarterback. Also, I'm a little bit surprised that Stugatz is publicly firing his friend.
I have to separate my friendship with my job, and my friendship with Adam Gase says, yeah, I wish he would still remain the Jets head coach because I've waited my entire life to be friendly with the Jets head coach. But Dan, I have fired coaches quicker than four games, and I need to fire Adam Gase today.
That was one of the most incredible sequences earlier when you just said, Adam Gase, I love him. Great to me, great to my family. He should be fired.
I find that this is a fascinating time for Stugatz to decide to care about his credibility when it just buries someone he's calling a friend. This is the spot where you need to be an objective journalist. I need to come to this microphone and I need to fire somebody I'm calling a friend. You've actually fired people who are your friends. You fired Allison.
Oh, that's a good point. Yeah. Unnecessary point, but absolutely.
Unnecessary firing as well, one might add.
You are right. Totally accurate, everything you're saying.
It's just coming up in conversation because you're someone who fires friends. You fire friends at microphones. You fire friends in real life. You're a firer of friends.
Thanks, Dan.
You're welcome, Stugatz.
Got to keep that eye on Stugatz. He'll axe you with the quickness. Seems like his buddy Adam Gase is going to get axed soon, not just by Stugatz, not just by the fan base, but by the people that really count, his bosses. So that's good news. That's good news if you're a Dolphins fan. Of course, we'll be covering the Dolphins game, pregame, postgame, whole game, right here on 560 The Joe this coming Sunday. Kickoff is at 1 o'clock. Just turn on your radio and enjoy it pretty much all day long. All afternoon long. Always enjoying some Hawk and Crowder. Next, they're going to be talking about having the guts. This is 560 The Joe Radio Rewind.
Lucifer, son of the morning, I'm going to chase you out of earth.
Welcome back to 560 The Joe Radio Rewind, running back some of the best audio you've heard here on 560 over the past 24 hours. I am Dan Day on a feel-good Friday, not just because the Heat are in the NBA Finals, not just because the Marlins got rid of the Cubs in Major League Baseball's postseason are moving on to the Braves, but because it's the weekend and we're feeling good and vibing out to a classic right now. This is Lee Scratch Perry, Disco Devil. Dress out that disco rebel. She bump, she bump, she knocked up on the sky. She bump, she bump, she knocked up on the sky. She bump, she bump, she knocked up on the sky. She bump, she bump, she knocked up on the sky. Look at that disco devil. Dress out that disco rebel. Level the disco devil. Dress out that disco rebel. I'm about to make no trouble. Yes, indeed. Got to be feeling good about that. The music, the sports, just everything that's going on in the world right now. Feeling okay. Stay safe, nonetheless. Got it going on. Got it going on. Hawk and Crowder, they got it going on weekdays from 2 to 6 right here on 560 The Joe. Who has more fun than they do? No one. But who has the guts? Also, who has the TVs? And who has football? Does not seem like the Jets do.
All right, who's got the guts tonight? Let's just go around the room, do a little gut check, see who's got the guts. Crowder, got the guts?
Next.
Wait a second, what?
Hey, man, I plead the fifth. It's my rights to plead the fifth, and I plead the fifth.
Okay, with the possibility of self-incrimination, Crowder refuses to answer the question. Alejandro Solana, gut check.
I've got the guts, and I'm calm. I'm good. I'm feeling great about tonight.
So you're calling a victory. You're calling a Heat victory tonight.
I'm calling a Heat victory tonight.
He's calling a Heat victory tonight, Crowder.
And free throw attempts, what are we talking about?
Line is 10 right now. It's Heat plus 10 tonight. There's not a lot of pundits that would give the Miami Heat a lot of chance tonight, game two of the NBA Finals. So we have an interesting situation here on our program. There's no phone lines that are working at the radio station. We have technical issues. Technically, Entercom doesn't know what they're doing. But there's technical issues. And I actually am told it's not even an Entercom problem. So there are no incoming phone lines, Solana?
No.
Not a one.
There goes our show.
No.
Well, we had a lot of guests planned today. Yeah. Coach Jim Larrañaga, who's celebrating a birthday, by the way, he was going to join us and be our NBA Finals correspondent. John Crotty from the Heat broadcast. Lee Sterling, professional sports handicapper. Jamie Eisenberg, fantasy football guru for CBSSports.com. We are, you know, like locked and loaded for a football Friday, a finals Friday, a MLB playoff Friday. And then, you know, we've got this issue that there's no phones. We were supposed to check in with Mark Kestisher, who's handling play-by-play of the finals game tonight for ESPN Radio. We had a big day planned. Now, we're audibling. We're hoping that the phone lines get fixed. Obviously, that would be ideal. But we are audibling so that we can have some of our friends and guests check in via the computer the way Crowder and I check in from our homes. So we also have today Kurt Heelan, the lead basketball analyst for NBCSports.com. He should be able to sign in via his computer and talk with us. Jamie Eisenberg, the fantasy football guru, says that he will be able to sign in via his computer and join the show. So it'll be a little herky-jerky until we have confirmation that the phone lines are either fixed or will not be fixed. But that's where we're at today. But it is a huge, huge afternoon because the Marlins will be getting underway here momentarily, right, Solana?
Yeah, no. I'm actually looking for the channel on our TVs right now, and they should have already thrown out the first pitch.
Right. I'm watching it here, but it's in a commercial, so I don't think they've thrown out the first pitch yet.
Is it a
yet.
Toyota,
commercial? Yeah, Toyota commercial.
All right, I'm on the right channel.
Yeah, so you're on the right channel.
Yeah.
I don't think they've thrown out the first pitch, but we'll watch it together as we did, what was it, Wednesday?
Wednesday.
Yeah, it was Wednesday was the victory over the Cubs, so they're up
1-0. Y'all have a computer and a TV in the same room, huh? Man.
I was telling my wife, Wednesday is one of my favorite radio moments ever. Solana and I are celebrating a great it was like a ding-dong in the seventh inning, gave him the lead in this wild card series. And Solana and I are celebrating, and we're playing music. And Crowder is yelling, "What's happening? What's happening? I don't have a TV.
Marlins music!
I have no TV!
Here it is." Wait, play it again. Play it again.
Play the Marlins music!
I have no TV!
It's one of my, it's so sad on so many levels. And I was telling my wife, I'm like, here's Crowder yelling out, "I have no TV." And I'm saying to him, "I have every inch of my house covered with TVs, and they sell TVs in the checkout aisle at Publix now, like they're magazines. Like you're just, let me grab a 60 incher here and a pack of gum. I'll be good to go."
Once I made a little money, I stopped feeling left out of parties. Like, I had to find finances to go to anything I wanted to, but I couldn't even do it. Like I felt like y'all were partying and I'm sitting at home, you know, staring at the wall. I felt silly, but I'm literally sitting at the home staring at the wall. So yes, that's my plan.
So you do the show every day just in a room with no kind of outside something like to make you feel alive?
Well, the yard man comes every now and again with the snow, with the little blower of
right.
the leaves.
Beat
That's
it.
About
yeah.
Yeah, and I yell at him. That's about all I have, man.
Well, we'll keep you updated. So we've got the Marlins on one of the TVs here, and we're actively heading towards NBA Finals Game 2 tonight. And then at some point, we have to talk today about the Jets-Broncos game last night. I watched the entire game. And when I say to you, I did not miss a single play, I did not miss a single play. I watched the post-game press conference with Adam Gase. I realized last night that I love football because I was texting with a friend of mine who's like, yeah, I'm purposely not watching that garbage. That game is, now we had money on it, you know, understandably. So I was watching it. I had an interest, but I love football. And my buddy was telling me, he's like, yeah, I'm not going to watch it. It's a garbage game. And I'm like, I love football. Like when it got to the, you know, middle of the third quarter, I'm texting him. I'm like, I'm really sad that there's only a quarter and a half left of this garbage. Like I just love laying there on the couch watching football. I love it. It's my absolute favorite sport to watch.
You know what?
How Adam Gase has a job is beyond me.
Hawk, you know what? I want to watch the best UFC fighters. I want to see, you know, Spinks, Tyson, Ali, you know, Ali, Frazier. I want to see all that. But I'll also watch two old guys fight in the Walmart parking lot. Like, it's still a fight,
it's
bro.
A fight.
It's still a fight. Somebody's going to win and somebody's going to lose, and I want to experience it. But, bro, I'm with you. Yeah, Adam Gase. He's tricked people for so long, he's still tricking the Johnsons. These guys are Johnson & Johnson. They're billionaires. They keep us safe. They have all kind of medical material and can't figure out this guy's a terrible head coach, boy. It's confusing to me too, Hawk.
It's confusing. I mean, Sam Darnold is bad. He's regressed. That team is so poorly coached that Greg Williams is a jackass as the defensive coordinator. Like, it was, I cannot believe that we are sitting here today and Adam Gase is still employed as an NFL head coach. I cannot believe it. We had the Jets, by the way, at Pick'em. And I was certain it was one of those just awful games that the team ends up winning somehow, right? That it's a poorly coached game, poorly quarterbacked game, tons of penalties, and the team wins the game. And the Jets did not win the game. The Broncos won the game. The Jets completely collapsed. I cannot even imagine that we went through three seasons of Adam Gase. Three seasons of that garbage.
And we know you're not going to have a full game out of him, which we saw last night. He started out strong sometimes, but he's not going to finish. And if he finished, he's too far behind. Just, you know, the start was terrible. He's just, bro, if he gets another head coaching job the rest of his life, this league is flawed. I don't know what answer is.
No,
but this league
chance
is
he will ever get another job. There's no way he's going to make it through the season. But I can't believe that he's employed today after that last night.
Yeah.
I cannot believe it.
Even like a Coughlin that keeps getting jobs. But think about it. Coughlin won a Super Bowl.
Yeah, he's got a resume of winning.
We talked about Hugh Jackson. Is he a great head coach? No. But Hugh's had some good seasons way before. Way about, it was 15, 20 years ago, Hawk. I know Hugh.
I don't think he did. I don't think ever had a good season.
Just don't ever just think about Hugh at Cleveland. Now, Hugh was in the league 30 years before he went to Cleveland and went 1-30.
As a head coach,
1-31. No. Yeah, oh, head coaching? That's why he didn't get a job. But just, I guess, Gase, Hugh Jackson. I trust Hugh Jackson more than Adam Gase. How about that?
Hugh Jackson's head coaching record is 11-44. So
I don't trust either one of them. I don't trust either one of them. But Adam Gase, the only thing Adam Gase did was let Peyton Manning be great. I can't say make Peyton Manning.
Hey, by the way, he may have made Peyton Manning worse. We don't know. I would argue to you at this point that Peyton Manning would have been better if he had never come into contact with Adam Gase.
Was that the 55 touchdown year?
I'm telling you, he would have had 60.
You know what?
I'm not lying.
After watching Gase, yes. What if Andy Reid had Manning that year?
Where's the proof, right?
65
touchdown. He had Ryan Tannehill. Ryan Tannehill was garbage. He goes to Tennessee, the greatest quarterback in the league. He's had Sam Darnold. Sam Darnold's getting worse under him. He had Jay Cutler. Down here, like, it wasn't the Jay Cutler when it was good Jay Cutler. Like, that guy's garbage. Anyway, real quick, because we're going to run late here, and there's so much going on. The Marlins are underway in Chicago. Looks like a beautiful day there in the Windy City. Go ahead, give us headlines real quick, Solana.
Yep, they're underway in the Windy City, Wrigley Field. I guess the weather was good enough today for those clowns in Chicago. We'll get to that later on in the day.
Froze us out yesterday. Just froze us out. Yeah. It was a beautiful day yesterday. Froze the Marlins.
Yu Darvish, he's pitching for the Cubbies, and it's a Dia, the Sixto Sanchez. He's on the mound, so a potential Dia de Clincho tonight.
We have today. To maybe hear some Noche de Sixto today, huh?
Yeah, let's do it. Game 2, Heat Lakers, 9 p.m. Bam and Goron still doubtful. As soon as we get updates, we'll let you know. Some Dolphins notes. Tua back at Dolphins practice today. He's officially listed as questionable for Sunday. And Byron Jones, he is officially listed as doubtful for Sunday.
That's a bummer. That is a bummer.
The Steelers and Titans game, that's been rescheduled for Week 7 on October 25th. More details on some of the workaround later on in the show. And Dolphins Seahawks, 1 p.m. Seattle on Sunday, of course. Seattle favored by 6.5 points. And Saturday, tomorrow, Inter Miami, they play New York City FC in Fort Lauderdale. That's at 8 p.m.
All right. What do we know about the phone lines? Any action there?
No action on the phone lines. I can report no action on the phone lines.
All right. Punch up one of the lines. Let's see what we hear.
I mean, you're going to hear dial tone. You'll hear the dial tone.
Oh, so what's the issue?
The issue is that you can't actually call out or receive a call.
Oh, all right. Yeah. I'm going to call the guest
push
line.
Some button.
You tell me what's happening. I'm calling the guest line right now.
Go ahead. Huh. Yeah.
All right.
Sounds like a mispayment to me, fellas. But I'm very myopic with this thought. I just
no. You're very entercomic.
Yeah. What can I say? The phone lines still aren't working. Should be an interesting weekend here at the radio station. But it's a feel-good Friday, so we're not going to let any of that bad vibage get into us. We are just going to feel good. Yes, indeed. Played you some good reggae music earlier. Getting into game 2 of the NBA Finals. Heat, Lakers. We're going to show up tonight and do great. And let LeBron know he should have stayed here in Miami. But LeBron recently did have some very kind words for Spo and Riley.
A lot of coaches have had talent over the NBA over the course of this league. That's not one. And it's unfortunate that he hasn't gotten his respect. And every time we talk about Spo when I was there and talk about how great he prepared us, and we all talk about his great plan for Spo and things of that nature, you guys always say, well, you know, you have LeBron, you have D-Wade, you have Bosh. Any coach can do it. No. Any coach can do it. If any coach could do it, then there would be there'd be a lot more champions in this league. There'd be a lot more successful coaches. So Spo likes it. That's what fuels Spo, is the disrespect that you guys give him, the basketball world. And I'm not going to sit up here and act like I don't know what Spo's all about, because he's damn good, if not great. Probably is great, because it's his preparation. He prepares like this is his last time ever coaching again every game. And I know that.
That's LeBron right there giving some love to his former coach and our coach, Spo. Of course, the godfather, Pat Riley. Oh, my goodness, a legend in 50 different games, it seems like. He's a legend everywhere he goes here in Miami with the Lakers back in the day, more as a coach than a player. And, of course, when he was with the New York Knicks, they haven't been good since Pat Riley. So, you know, Riley's got it going on. LeBron, though, he continued to talk, as he always seems to do, but he's not jealous.
We're not jealous of each other. In professional sports, you have guys that join forces to, you know, you call them alpha males, and they get together and they talk about, okay, how dominant they can be, and they talk about this is going to be this and that. I believe jealousy creeps in a lot. That is the absolute contrary of what we are, and we want the best, seriously, every single day, both on and off the floor for one another. We're not jealous of one another. You align that with respect, I think the sky's the limit.
Showing some love for his cohort, Anthony Davis. I watched Anthony Davis with the New Orleans Pelicans for years. That dude is the real deal, and it seems like the world waking up to it. Before, he played down in New Orleans. Not a lot of people cared that much. Not a lot of people watched. Just knew he was a really good player. Now they're saying, whoa, Anthony Davis. And I'm saying, told ya. Been telling you for years. The dude has got some serious game. Hopefully we can kind of curtail that game just a little bit. Here is some of Anthony Davis's game.
Green, little hesitation, now drives. Nice pass out to Davis for three. That's a difficult pass with his offhand. James up top to Kuzma. Fakes, drives, gets inside, finds Davis for the slam. James gets inside, goes reverse, left-handed. And it's back up 91-63. He's got 17 points, 9 boards, and 7 assists. James against Jones. Backs in, here comes the help. Spins away from that, and an easy layup. The Los Angeles Lakers take game one of these NBA Finals. Here in the bubble, they continue their excellent play. A dominant victory led by their two stars. The final score is an 18-point advantage, but they led by as many as 32.
Yeah, we're better than we showed tonight. Now, this is a very, you know, highly skilled, talented team. They have guys at the point of the attack in James and Davis that are going to break your defense down, can make plays over the top. So you have to be on a string, and you can't start to make things up. You have to be extremely disciplined and stay with it. There's too many times that they got us out of our typical things that we do, but that's also a big time credit to them.
That Spo right there talking about those nasty two guys with the L.A. Lakers. Of course, it's the NBA Finals. Teams are going to be good. Players are going to be good. Nothing's going to be easy. We got to go out there, show the guts, grind it out tonight, 9 o'clock tip, get this W, even this series, make them feel the heat. Jimmy Butler, he agrees. He says this team just needs to be tougher tonight.
We just got to be tougher. We got to put up more of a fight. I don't think that we did that. And then it doesn't help whenever we don't make shots. It's been that way all year long. Whenever we start to miss a couple shots, we don't do what we're supposed to do on the other end. You know, I think we should always think about letting our defense, for sure, our rebounding, start it all for us. And then, you know, hopefully we start to make shots.
There's going to be ups and downs, ups and downs, ups and downs. You got to ride the peaks and weather the valleys. And that's exactly what the Heat are going to probably do tonight. Telling you, they're going to come out 100%. With all their hearts on their sleeves, doing their best. Injury, no injury. We got this. We've got culture. Someone that doesn't have as much culture. Kyrie Irving. He recently opened his mouth. And sometimes when Kyrie opens his mouth, strange things fly out.
We don't need somebody to come in and put their coaching philosophy on everything that we're doing and change up the wheel and, yo, you guys need to start doing this. And we start running on the first day of practice. It's just like, no, I don't really see us having a head coach. You know what I mean? Like, KD could be a head coach. I could be a head coach.
Jacques Vaughn could do it one day. It could be, it's a collaborative effort, I think, on our part.
10 seconds left. 1-point game. Who's shooting? You or Kyrie, KD?
Depends on who's hot. I don't see it as anything other than that. Like, 1-3 pick and roll, or it's an ISO for either one of us, or it's something great for our team. One thing I've always been comfortable with is, you know, I felt like I was the best option on every team I played for, you know, down the stretch. This is the first time in my career where I could look down and be like, that can make that shot too.
Steve Nash has to be excited. He's got a lot of talent to work with up there in Brooklyn, but every time he hears Kyrie in the media, he must be like, ugh, could get nasty. It's going to be a fun ride no matter what, especially in the biggest market in America, New York, New York. Woo! Let's not put the carriage in front of the horse, though. They're not playing right now. That's next season. This season is still going on. Heat, Lakers, Game 2, NBA Finals tonight. Ah, it just feels good to say it. Let's transition a little bit to football right now. Phillip Rivers, he's an Indianapolis Colt? That doesn't seem right. Nonetheless, he was recently mic'd up. And oh yeah, when Phillip Rivers opens his mouth, interesting things come out also.
Can't play with 12, Greg! Hey, Greg, you can only play with 11, Greg! JT, don't dance with him. Run him over.
Don't dance with him.
You weren't even close to making that play. You got a hand on it. You weren't even close. Hey, pooch kick right over here at you, 9-9.
Hey, yeah, little blistered things. Awesome.
Hey, hey, hey!
Oh, honey. Oh!
Whoop! Whoop!
Oh, atta baby!
Golly.
Uh-oh.
Shoot!
Oh, my gosh.
Shoot! Thank you!
Aggravates the stew out of me. Sheesh!
Aggravates the stew out of me. Sheesh! He must have known he was mic'd up. Phillip Rivers, though, sounded like a coach right there. He played for 1,000 years. Maybe he'll coach for 1,000 years. Maybe he'll win a playoff game. Maybe he'll win a Super Bowl. Maybe he'll go to a Super Bowl. Talking as a player or as a coach. Somebody that probably will not make it to a Super Bowl as a coach. Most likely not going to make it through the rest of the year with the Jets. Adam Gase, but he's not wasting any energy. I'm thinking about that.
It's wasted energy for me. It's not going to help me at all. All I can do is make sure I get our guys in the right headspace to go out there on Thursday and play well. And it started last night with our meetings going over, hey, here's how we're going to play this game. Here's who was available to us. Go do our walkthrough, do the same thing today. We got so much stuff we got to get in over the next 2 days to get ready to play this game. That's got to be my focus. If I waste my energy on anything else, it's just counterproductive to what we're trying to do.
Adam Gase, not going to call him Coach Adam Gase because he doesn't seem to be doing too much of that these days. Whew, the Jets are a dumpster fire that just keeps spreading bigger, 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 and I am loving it, as most Miami Dolphins fans are. Adam Gase, do your job better. Well, he'll do his best, or maybe not, or just be Adam Gase. Oh, the weekend is here, and I'm so glad we finally got to spend some time together. I've been crazily running around this radio station for the past couple of weeks, helping out with the Miami Heat games, not really helping out with Hawk and Crowder as much. It has just been crazy. So one of these days, the schedule will get back to normal. I can join you with Hawk and Crowder weekdays from 2 to 6, then from 6 to 7, be back on 560 The Joe Radio Rewind. Until then, everything's kind of up in the air, but we had a feel-good Friday. We spent some time together. We're radio hugging right now. Oh, that feels so good. Even give you a little radio kiss. Smoochy, smoochy. Very nice right there. Remember, you can download this show or any of the shows you hear on 560 The Joe, Joe Rose, Dan Lebatard, Hawk and Crowder, by going to our website, WQAM.com. You can also get it wherever you get your podcasts for absolutely free, or the radio.com app. Got any questions for me? It's real simple. I do not sleep, seriously. I'm either working, partying, drinking coffee, a lot of drinking coffee. If I get tired, I drink some black coffee, and I'm back at it. Social media, at Dan Day Radio, especially on Twitter, at Dan Day Radio. I'll get to responding to you 4 o'clock in the morning, 4 o'clock in the afternoon, media noche, media dia, doesn't matter. I am there for you at Dan Day Radio, or if you just see me walking around Miami, because I like to do some urban hiking, just yell, hey, Dan Day, and we'll keep our social distance, and I'll also try to answer any questions you might have. I'll regale you with some of my wild tales, because I have lived a long and prosperous and eventful life, and, you know, just kind of be your dude. That's how we do it here in South Florida. Sending out all the good vibes to you, all the good times. So, we know one thing. The Marlins, playoff success, 2-0 over the Cubs today. They move on to play Atlanta in the Major League Baseball playoffs. The Heat, going to make you feel the heat tonight. Game 2, 9 o'clock tip against the L.A. Lakers. Doesn't stop there. Enter Miami. They play tomorrow night at 8. NYCFC. Rodolfo Pizarro may not be playing because he got called up to the Mexican national team. We'll see what happens with that. Football, Dolphins, Seahawks. Seahawks dealing with some injuries, but hey, that is football. What else could happen? I don't know, but whatever does, we'll be right here with you here on 560 The Joe Radio Rewind. Later, slug.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.